Now, normally about now, I'd be playing the theme song for what we call hashtag not news now, but hey, I wasn't paying attention, didn't get it ready. So instead, I'm just going to say, hello, Shane Anderson.
Hi, Nick. Are we sticking with the hashtag not news?
This is what you said it was called from now on.
Yeah, I mean, I am a millennial. I am plugged into the social media age. Maybe the hashtag should stay. I don't know.
When you just said that, you sounded older than I do just then. That was amazing. Yes, this is, of course, the time of the week when we have a bit of a look at the rubbish news cycle. Three stories you shouldn't have been paying attention to, but ate up everyone's attention, and the one story we should have been looking at. Shane, take it away.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, not news. It's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. But I do have to admit that some mornings when I'm walking to not news, a part of me maybe wishes that the earth would just swallow me up.
Wow, sinkholes. All right, cool.
Yeah, and then I will no longer have to live in a world that also has Donald Trump and news.com.au. Well, that's what happened to someone this week. Smooth segue.
Wow.
Yeah, it happened to someone in Brooklyn whose leg was literally devoured by the earth in the world's smallest sinkhole.
The world's smallest sinkhole?
Yeah, literally just his right leg. He was walking across a pedestrian crossing and sunk in the leg up to basically up to like the top of his thigh, but just on one leg. And he had to be rescued by fiery. So you had this as not news, but you hadn't heard this.
I hadn't heard this at all. And I've got to say, like, I get that sinkholes are a big deal, but that sounds like something that should be in a small local paper. Man stands in pothole, needed help.
Man gets hit and groin by football. Yeah, it's an interesting headline. I mean, this poor guy who was stuck in the ground and had to be rescued by the fire brigade. But I think the best part of this story was the way the fireys marked the ground to make sure that nobody else would fall into this literal portal into a hellhole. They sprayed paint, like what the local council sprays yellow paint on tree roots to stop old people from tripping over it. They sprayed spray paint around this hell portal to the inferno. They're like, hey guys, just letting you know. Don't fall through the earth in this spot. It's a really weird, weird story. And I think it is not news.
It is definitely not news. Man stands in pothole. Please, go on.
Okay, so second we have the Game of Thrones season finale.
I just heard about nearly half of our audience scream, no spoilers.
No spoilers. Okay, I will not. Oh, no, I have a spoiler in capital letters
really?
In here. No, I won't do it. I won't do it. Look, it's a bit of a bookend because I talked about the first episode and I'm going to talk about the last episode.
Please do.
Nick, do you watch Game of Thrones?
Not since season two. And I also have decided to boycott the books after spending nearly three decades of my life waiting for a next book to come out.
Oh, good. I think we're about to alienate all of our listeners.
Sorry.
Because I don't watch it either. but it takes over. As soon as there's a plot twist, it's really the only TV show that has this effect on society. Every like plot twist, like character death, you know, person's body exposed on TV becomes headlines that are taking priority over actual news. It's insane.
You're talking about Jon Snow's bum, aren't you? That took over social media.
Yeah, I have it here in capital letters, but I was not going to spoil it for anyone. You get to see Jon Snow's butt.
I don't think that counts as a spoiler.
I don't know. Well, then you'd have to think, like, what situation is he naked in? I mean, it's winter. It's cold.
Could be having a bath. I don't know.
It's so strange how, like, one character being naked can be like can take over the news cycle. It's kind of crazy.
It is crazy.
And quite frankly, like anyone who's thirsty for historical butt should be watching Outlander. That's the premise of that show. Like nobody who watches Outlander is particularly shocked they saw a dude's butt on TV.
I just want to check. You just said thirsty for historical butt, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Cool.
Uh huh.
Cool. Cool.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
It's early in the morning, but we can. We can talk about these things on community radio.
What's number three?
Look, third is Taylor Swift. Just like with the Game of Thrones news this week, there has been an explosion in headlines about Taylor Swift. I only get my music from 2SER, so I don't know who she is, but it's really hard to hide from the hype. So it's like a new album, a new video, a new kind of celebrity drama.
Feud.
A feud, in fact, is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, see, I read the headlines and I still don't understand anymore what the story is.
I'm kind of the same, and I will admit to an affection for Taylor's music. I go back to her country and western roots because I'm such a bad country and western fan. I actually really enjoy some of her pop country. I've got no idea what the hell is going on. I'm so confused. Don't laugh at me. I like pop country.
You heard it here first.
I also like country rap. Thank you very much.
Country rap, is that a genre?
It is. It's called hick hop.
You're still hearing it here first and to SER. Look, there's not much news that I won't stoop to as the purveyor of muck, but I think country music is my limit.
Oh, right. Fine.
Sorry.
Know where we stand now.
But it's crazy the way this kind of celebrity news obscures the stuff that's really going on, and there has been some really important things that we should be paying attention to this week. So we're all kind of familiar with what's been happening in Texas, the disaster zone following Hurricane Harvey, Category 4. Awful devastation wreaked upon the city. The photos are really shocking. But there have also been other huge natural disasters. One was in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the most recent one was in Sierra Leone, in the capital of Freetown, where floods and landslides have left 400 people dead and 600 missing. So this has happened because of man-made climate change.
Yes.
So Sierra Leone is no stranger to heavy rains. They have a rainy season where floods and landslides are really common. But this year, the rainy season has started early, 2 months early, in fact, and everyone was caught out. And that's where most of these kind of missing people come from, people who weren't prepared for the weather to start this early. And this is a region that's still recovering from the Ebola crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just goes to show that climate change will always affect more the people less able to cope with it.
Absolutely.
And also the countries least responsible for the damage.
Absolutely. And you're right, we should be paying a lot more attention to that. Not Tay-Tay, however charming her early music is, not a man standing in a pothole.
Or Jon Snow's butt.
Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you.